Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
And thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program right here over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I want you to know we have a special sponsor today, Destination Delco, and we want to thank Troy Fiore and everybody at Destination Delco for making this special high noon live broadcast possible. We really appreciate your listening to us today. Destination Delco, you can learn more about them just by going to destinationdelco.com, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later on. We are going to start off this morning with two guests. We have the first one right here. This fellow's name is Terry Powers. He is the Regional Administrative Vice President and Regional Manager, I should say. He's not a manager, he's a manager. And he is out of the State College area. And he has been very gracious to get into his automobile and come down and see us. And when we were talking before we went on the air, Terry told me he's here all the time in Bedford. Terry, thanks a million for coming. It's great to see you.
Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks for having us.
I'm just delighted you're here. I was interested in talking to you guys because as we talked a little bit before I got on the air with you today, I am the new kid. You know, and when you come to this part of Pennsylvania, unless you lived here for 200 or 300 years, yep, you're always going to be the new kid.
Sure.
So I thought I better move around and find out what's going on. And I had a very, very a good time meeting Greg over at your branch here,
yes,
at M&T.
Yep.
I saw him a few weeks ago. And I said, this is the region's biggest bank, isn't it? He says, oh, yeah, he's, yep, I don't know, 700-some locations.
Yep.
And I said, well, it would really be interesting if we could get someone to talk. And I would you like you to come? He says, no, I don't do that. I said, but we got guys that do that. So very, very graciously, your community affairs guy, Phil, I think it is, Phil, turned me on to you.
Yep.
And Terry is now here in Bedford. Have you ever been to the Fall Festival before?
I have not. I've covered the local Bedford County for a number of years, and normally it comes in conflict with a little bit of the Penn State home football games and a little bit of fall bow hunting, so I'm very happy to be here today.
See, this is something I've learned since I've been here. This Penn State thing is serious stuff.
Yes.
I remember years ago, I ran a station in Harrisburg, and I got there and I said, what's this about Penn State? How come you don't run like the Eagles are here? And they practically took my head off. So I'm now learning. So, of course, our station here, our sister station, is a Penn State carrier. And I think they've been the Penn State carrier here since the start of Penn State. You know, they've been here forever. Well, Terry is a fascinating guy. He was telling me a bit about his bank. And I just want to learn a little bit more about what it's like to have a community bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, years ago, we'd go into the bank and we'd ask the bank manager for a,
sure,
small loan. We might have a savings account for the kids, and we might have a checking account for ourselves. And it was like a no big deal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the days when you could sell us life insurance and things like that.
Sure.
So first of all, tell me a little bit how the community bank scheme has changed. You've been doing this for a long time.
Sure, sure. So back in the day, the branch manager's office was in the back of the building. And the branch manager did two things, you know, helped people get a house or helped someone with a business loan. So today we've grown and evolved that we're trying to help every customer by any age with their financial journey, so whether it's ways to use the bank, having a savings plan, managing their debt during their working years and retirement years,
right,
having insurance, not only to protect their income and their loved ones, but to protect their assets, and having a retirement savings plan. We want to work with customers to provide that financial fitness pyramid to their journey.
So we can use you as a many-stop place. Let's say I wanted to use my home equity,
correct,
to get a business started.
Yep.
Would that make any sense?
Yeah, it would be fantastic. Tons of people have using the equity in their home that they purchased to start a business. And we see that now as a big part of the American dream, that people want to have their own business. They want to be entrepreneurs. And we're cheering them on and helping them with that. So if we can help them utilize at a competitive interest rate that may be tax deductible to them, their home, to start a business, we're more than happy to help with them do that. And we're in the helping business. We want to help them do that, and we want to help work through that process.
Well, you heard live today, a very special live Bedford County Speaks. We had a program this morning at 8:30, as we always do. But today we thought it might be kind of fun to do our program live from the Fall Festival. We are located right smack in the front of the courthouse, our historic courthouse, at the intersection of Penn Streets and Juliana, on the magnificent porch of the brand new location for the Chamber of Commerce, the Russell House. Kelly Goodman Schaefer and her crew have just moved in here a few weeks ago, and they were very gracious to let us sit on the porch. You know, I feel very southern here. You know
that's
what
awesome.
I mean, Terry?
Yeah, that's great.
I'm southern. I've got this little porch. I asked Terry if we could have a mint julep. She said, not no, but hell no. But beside that, I thought it might be a nice touch. Today's live broadcast from the Bedford County Fall Foliage Festival is brought to you by Destination Delco. From Philly to the Brandywine, you can visit Pennsylvania's oldest city to Delaware County's hottest nightclub scene. Delaware County is classy with the prestigious main line to the Brandywine River Museum in Chads Ford. But it's also brassy with the Philadelphia Union soccer team to nifty 50s in Folsom. There's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. That's DestinationDelco.com. And our program, of course, this afternoon is also brought to you by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, serving Bedford County for over 100 years and serving this program since it started in 2015. So we have a big thank you to Mark Thomas. Homewood at Springhouse Estates is our new sponsor. And just remember, if you go to Homewood at Springhouse, every day is Independence Day. And our guest is Terry Powers, who is the Administrative Vice President and Regional Manager. You know, bank guys always have the longest titles. You ever notice that? Anyway, so you travel not only to Bedford,
yep,
but to Everett,
yep,
and all your other locations.
Sure.
How far away? How far away are you?
We cover from, the region we have now is from Everett, Pennsylvania, to Clinton County and Lock Haven, just on this side of Williamsport, which is Lycoming County.
Yeah.
So we operate a community banking philosophy that covers those 17 branches and communities, working together to help the communities, help our customers, help our employees, and help our shareholders.
So what do you have, a great big Cadillac car?
Yeah, giving away free stuff all the time.
I mean, you must really drive a lot in this
yes.
job.
Yeah, yep.
Good grief.
Yep.
So in the last, I guess, 10, maybe 15 years, there's mm-hmm. been a big push to push everybody over to the Internet. I know some yep. banks have actually become all Internet banks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And some of them survived, some of them did not. And I remember talking to one of the principals of the banks, oh gosh, 20 years ago, saying, in 20 years, like now, 20 years, there won't be any branches. So
yeah.
just be this Internet stuff. Well, of
sure.
course, that didn't. So why is the bank branch so important to people?
I think it's still a destination point where people want to meet face-to-face with a professional who can help them. Banking has become very, very generational. The World War II generation, the baby boomers, as you and I previously discussed, grew up with the branch as a destination point. It was the people that worked in the bank and the communities, they were seen as part of the community. It was noble to be the banker. So at the same time, we're still working through the different generations that the branch is a destination point for coming for service, to open a new account. They need help solving a problem. We're there to help them. At the same time, we work hand in hand with our telephone banking area, our mobile deposit area, our banking online. So we're open 24/7, 365 days a year, and the branch plays a huge aspect of that.
We're going to hear more about this from Terry Power, the Administrative Vice President, Regional Manager for M&T Bank right here in Bedford. You can go visit their branch down here on Pitt Street at Juliana, overlooking the beautiful river. I asked Greg, the manager there, if he had a window where he could overlook the window in the river. And he said, no, I don't. He says, I should talk to the boss about that. Hey. Anyway, we'll be back as Bedford County Speaks continues in their small but large live broadcast here on the porch at the Russell House of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, live on 1310 WBFD.
This is Tori Fiore, Executive Director of Destination Delco. You ask, what's there to do in Delaware County? Well, we got just about everything, from Pennsylvania's most historic city, the Brandywine River Museum of Art, Philadelphia Union Soccer, Chanticleer, Harris Casino, the legendary Main Line. is called Destination Delco, and there's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. Oh, and by the way, enjoy the Bedford Fall Foliage Festival. It's terrific.
Have you bought your snow shovel yet? How about the gardener to clean up the yard for fall or that leaky window in the back? Wouldn't it be great to be rid of all of this? At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, you'll learn how easy and inexpensively you and your spouse can set up a new home in a beautiful community that offers maintenance-free fun and a first-class chef to prepare your meals. Give them a call at 623-0349 and declare your independence at Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is District Attorney Bill Higgins. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
You know, that's appropriate. We have Bill Higgins introducing us here on the show, and we got to be no more than 38 feet from his office in the courthouse over here. Those of you who don't know Bill, he is the district attorney for Bedford County, and he made that little announcement for us. So thank you very much, Bill. We'll give you a free popsicle, or maybe a couple hundred grand from Terry's bank. Depends. Terry, a lot of people, I guess maybe falsely or not so falsely, think that large banks are kind of taking over the world, almost like large everything.
Sure.
We have an issue right now in Bedford about our large hospital. They just made a move that a lot of people aren't happy with. And so they kind of think, all right, well, here again is this big outfit, you know, kind of crushing the little guy. How can a big bank operate in a community setting like this and still maintain kind of their humanness, if you will?
I think it's with M&T Bank, since 1983, we started around $2 billion through mergers and acquisitions from Buffalo all the way down to Baltimore, down to Richmond, Virginia. We've now grown, with recently acquiring in New Jersey, Hudson City. We're a $125 billion bank. And size is proportionate to our community bank philosophy. Here in central and western Pennsylvania, our community banking philosophy, based out of Altoona, with our regional president, Steve Foreman, operates as a small community bank looking to serve, again, our customers, our shareholders, and our employees to help so we can compete against the big banks as well as compete and work together with the small banks. Right. And that's what we try to do, is have that community bank philosophy working in small clusters to help deliver and help people with their financial needs.
So do you think the personal service element is coming through?
Yeah, I think the personal service, too, is more external. As we talked earlier about the generations, we're asking our branch managers, like we spoke about Greg Jones and downtown here in Bedford, he's externally focused. If he's not volunteering at a local community event, he's out going to visit our business customers, calling on customers, helping them. He's taking the bank to the customers as opposed to the customers coming into the bank.
When I was in Philadelphia, I remember we had a big bank that used to sponsor a big bicycle race. Do you guys involve yourself in anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Through our charitable foundation, we help multiple different organizations, whether it's a bike race or a local run like this event here today. There's tons of fall foliage throughout Pennsylvania. And the thing we look about mostly is the people who live in Bedford County have found the right motivation and location fit. They're happy living in Bedford County. We're on the cusp of people coming up from Northern Virginia who come down to the Omni Bedford, you know, so it's attractable for people to live here and grow up, raise their families. So I think that's what we're trying to do, is help those folks out. And there's plenty of involvement, whether it's a bike race or any type of fun run or any type of human interest. We help with that, or we help them financially. And we're trying to give our time, talent, and treasures. And mostly, you know, it's not always about our treasures. We're looking to volunteer with our time and our talent, whether it's locally with the United Way or through some youth service organization.
Well, I'm glad I have you trapped here, because we have a great proposal to make to you. I happen to be the secretary of an outfit here in Bedford called the Pike to Bike Committee.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard about this, but there is almost 10 miles of abandoned four-lane highway of the Pennsylvania Turnpike that goes through two 1930s tunnels.
That's cool.
That was built when they built the Turnpike in 1938 through 1940. And a local group that has been sponsored by the Bedford County Commissioners, called the Pike to Pike Steering Committee, has taken this over. And we are going to restore this four-lane highway to a bike trail. And it's going to be the most awesome bike trail on planet Earth. I don't know if you ride a bike or not. I do not. But this road was built in the 30s to accommodate cars. And the hills are no higher than a 3% grade. So if you're on a bike, I mean, that's damn near level. And it goes through not one, but two mountains. And it is a concrete four-lane highway that they abandoned when they built a bypass around it. If you come down the turnpike today, you're actually driving on a bypass around this enormous remnant of a road. So last week, we had a complete open house at this place. And it begins in Breezewood, at Breezewood Interchange.
Sure, sure.
The Breezewood Interchange was actually quite different back then. It didn't do what it does now, where it goes all the way out to a turnpike toll booth about a mile away. It actually went right through Breezewood. It kept going right through these tunnels.
Did you ever see the movie Cars from Pixar?
I have.
Same format.
This thing is real, unlike Cars. And it is going to be launched probably in the next year. So we're going to be talking to your bank
sure.
about this, because this is the kind of thing that we think is going to draw people from literally all over the planet. There is already a website of this thing that was created by someone that is totally unknown to us. This guy took a drone and went down the entire right-of-way of this road and took the drone into the tunnels, which, by the way, are totally black, dark. There hasn't been power in these tunnels since the 1960s. And so we're getting traffic now from people saying, we want to come and do our horror movie here, or we want to do an apocalyptic kind of movie when the bomb went off, you know, this kind of thing. And so there's all sorts of promotional opportunities for us, but we think it's going to be hot because it will be tied to the National Bike Trail System. Mm-hmm. And this will be the biggest and baddest bike trail that ever was. The original toll plazas are gone, but we're going to restore them with some lookalikes. There used to be actually a Howard Johnson's on this right-of-way that was torn down in the 70s, and it was called the Cove Plaza. And the Cove Plaza is on the very eastern end of this right-of-way. So this is very exciting for us, because there is nowhere else, we believe, in the United States where you could take a bike or walk. I walked the whole thing. I damn near killed me at 73 years of age. This is not a good thing for a guy to try, but I did. And the whole notion of this bike trail is to create a tourist attraction for Bedford County, because Bedford County's main economic driver here is agriculture, and the number two driver is tourism, as evidenced today mm-hmm. by this magnificent thing we have. So I think we're going to talk about that. So I wanted to kind of explain that to you, because not only is that a good opportunity for M&T Bank, and no, this is not the only reason I brought you over here, I promise, but the M&T Bank folks and others like them could really get their arms around something like this, because it will be national in scope. And now, how far do your banks go? I mean, do they go all the way to the West Coast?
No, we're based in the Mid-Atlantic, so we go from Buffalo over to New Jersey, down to Baltimore, down to Richmond, Virginia, and through West Virginia, back up through Pennsylvania, and back to Buffalo.
So you're in Philadelphia as well?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yep. Our guest, who I've been beating up about the Pike to Bike, is Terry Powers. He's the Administrative Vice President and Regional Manager. I realize you can't write us a check today, Terry, but we'll certainly be working on that. He did bring his checkbook. He's a bank guy. I don't understand this at all. So, Terry, is the banking business changing? You said before we went on the air that my generation, from the beginning of World War II to now, is considerably different from the current generation. I don't know what they are anymore. Are they YXers, XYers?
Millennials, the millennials.
The millennials, everybody yep. call it millennials. So you said the millennials borrow differently. They don't think it's a big deal to own a home anymore.
Sure. I think it's mostly generational, Lloyd. Most of our millennials do a lot of research on their phone or their computer. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hi.
And I think that's what they're doing. They're doing a lot more research, and instead of asking friends or family or centers of influence that we all grew up doing, whether it's buying a home or getting a checking account or using just the way they pay for things. It's a lot more digitally driven than I think traditionally when we're all used to.
Now, there's one more opportunity you're going to get before you leave. We talked at length about the Pike to Bite. Kelly's got this magnificent house here. This thing was built when, 1811, Kelly, was that it?
1816.
This is a terrific opportunity for downtown Bedford because they have an historic house. They got a chamber, bang, right smack in the middle of the thing. And guess what? They got to pay for it. So you get one of your little charitable people going on the bank there, get going on this. And then what you need is you talk to Kelly Goodman Schaefer. That's all you need to remember.
Terry, right? I apologize in advance.
Now, Terry knew. I told him this wasn't the only reason I was bringing him.
Okay.
But they have a really great opportunity.
All sure.
Right. You've been a great and good sport. I want to thank you very, very much.
You bet.
You've been terrific. And he's filled us in on banking. And everything else, and I just want to thank you very much for coming down from State College. Please stay and enjoy this magnificent fair. It is absolutely wonderful, and you'll really enjoy yourself. And you said you parked at where the?
I parked over by the fairgrounds, by the dirt track.
Great. Nice.
Dirt track. And somebody's lawn, front lawn, which is awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
Well, thank you again. I want to thank Terry Powers for joining us. Just great to hear you, and I really, really appreciate your coming over today.
Thanks for having us.
And Terry, if you need to speak to anybody at M&T Bank, they're right at the end of the street here. By the way, a proud chamber member, I may add. And Greg Jones over there is a great guy. You go down and see him. He's right at the end of the street here at Julia Anna and Pitt. They have a sign out front that says M&T. It's pretty easy to find. We're going to come back, and we're going to be speaking with Kelly Goodman Schaefer of the chamber here when Bedford County Speaks continues, our special live broadcast live from the porch of the Chamber of Commerce on live on 1310 WBFD.
This is Tori Fiore, Executive Director of Destination Delco. You ask, what's there to do in Delaware County? Well, we got just about everything from Pennsylvania's most historic city, the Brandywine River Museum of Art, Philadelphia Union Soccer, Chanticleer, Harris Casino, the legendary Main Line. It's called Destination Delco, and there's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. Oh, and by the way, enjoy the Bedford Fall Foliage Festival. It's terrific.
This is Kevin Hampson of the Bedford Fall Foliage Festival, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. So often, when you want to buy a car or truck, you're told to make sure you get a good deal. So what is a good deal? Is it just the price of the vehicle, or is it something else? At Thomas Chevrolet, we think that a good deal means everything that's important to us. Things like our multi-generational reputation for honesty and integrity, or the free inspection service you get on your purchase after you roll out of here, or the fact that your car or truck has been checked thoroughly by our factory-trained service department to make sure it's safe, or that we're a family-owned dealership that feels a responsibility to our customers. That's what a good deal means to us. How about you? The next time you need a car or truck, visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru first. We'll show you what a good deal really is.
Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Tori Fiore. Let us now return to Bedford County Speaks.
And I want to thank you and welcome you back to our special episode here of Bedford County Speaks. This is kind of fun. We've never done this before. I mean, we've never done a live broadcast of the show before. Kelly, I think this is our 130th today.
Wow, awesome. So congratulations.
And I believe you were one of
should
our
should have
first.
Had a cake for you.
We should have had a cake, right? It would have been nice.
If I'd realized.
I love cake. I want to remind you that this program today is brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. They were very gracious in providing the primary presenting sponsorship of the show today. And today's live broadcast is brought to them by the Destination Delco, sponsoring the Fall Foliage Festival broadcast. From Philly to the Brandywine, you can visit Pennsylvania's oldest city to Delaware County's hottest nightclub scene. Delaware County is classy with its prestigious Main Line to the Brandywine River Museum at Chad's Ford. But it's also brassy with the Philadelphia Union soccer team to Nifty 50s in Folsom. There is nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. That's DestinationDelco.com. And by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, serving Bedford County for over 100 years. And our new nifty sponsor, Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. And Mary Grattan is really a delight there. She's a member of the chamber, right?
She's a rock star. Yeah, she's on our board of directors.
Oh, she's on the board. Of course.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. So, wait a minute. I have something else here. I lost something here. Where is it? One of the great things about doing a radio show live, here it is, is that That's what I love about radio. You know, Kelly used to be in television. And you can't make any mistakes in television because everybody's seeing what you're doing. The Bedford County Chamber proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And we have the boss lady here, the CEO of the chamber, Kelly Goodman Schaefer. Thank you for joining me on your very own front porch.
My pleasure. Thanks for being on our front porch. We're glad to have you.
So is it, I guess it is a front porch. You don't have...
It's a side porch.
This is our... Well, we're going to call it the porch.
The porch, yeah. The veranda. We're going to call it the veranda.
It's the coolest chamber. I've never seen a chamber with a porch before.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about this magnificent house.
Well, it was built in 1816 by James McPherson Russell, who was the first chief burgess of the borough of Bedford, so basically the first mayor of Bedford. The family has a long history of community service. He and his son both served in the U.S. Congress. They both served in borough officer capacities. They were both part of committees in their day to help write the state's constitution of the time. James McPherson Russell was also the treasurer of the Turnpike Commission between Bedford and Chambersburg, so Route 30, at the time of the construction. He was manager of the Bedford Springs for a while. They both very much supported education, and we're just really proud to be able to carry on that legacy by moving the chamber into this building and hopefully making it a business and education center that will serve our county for many generations to come.
Well, my hats are really off to you. My wife Jackie and I are very interested in old houses. I used to live in one, and this thing sat here for quite a while.
It did.
And I think folks like us would walk by this almost every day and go, jeez, wish someone would get in there. You know, we don't want it to fall apart.
Right.
This old house are vulnerable to begin with. And then we heard that you had acquired it, and it's just wonderful news.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, you couldn't have a better central location.
It's a beautiful place.
And you're next to,
be. To
the Beef Council, and yep. It's just what a super location. So you're going to use this for some of the things that you mentioned. Is there any way you can have a party in this place?
Yeah, we've had a couple parties in this place so far. In fact, we're going to host what is going to become an annual tradition here in December, December 7th. We're going to host a Christmas After Hours here every year. And that Christmas After Hours will be all about giving back to the community. So instead of charging an admission, we'll ask guests who come to that After Hours to bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots, non-perishable goods for the Bedford County Food Bank. They can make cash donations to the Salvation Army or Red Cross Disaster Relief. They can bring hats, mittens, coats for Love Inc. So the whole night is going to be our opportunity to thank the Bedford County community for being part of the chamber and to allow us as a business community to give back during the holidays to some very great local charities.
What if I wanted to have a wedding here?
You know, that hasn't come up yet. I mean, we'd certainly...
You got a board?
We'd entertain that on a case-by-case basis, I think.
It'd be a small wedding.
I mean, I do think that we have two very nice conference rooms that will be used as community meeting centers. We have already had... I mean, we're not even finished. We even started, really, with the main renovation that we plan to do. But we've had many community meetings here already. And we really want it to be something that the community can share.
Now, let me understand. As a chamber member, can we call one of your staff up here and say, we'd like to have a little meeting of our group?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I'm on this Pike the Bike thing. So could we bring some of the Pike the Bikers
absolutely.
Over and have a little meeting with them? And there's a small fee, I assume, that you come up and you, like, if you want to have coffee or something like that.
I think for our members, there's no charge. You can just call in. As long as the space is available, we'll gladly lend you a conference room for a meeting.
Because, you know, it's tough to find meeting spaces sometimes. We have other things I'm involved in. We go in the courthouse sometimes.
That's definitely one of the needs that we wanted to address with this building is meeting space, yes.
And has the chamber worked at all on maybe finding some decent convention space here, or is that not an issue for Bedford?
You know, we have the beautiful Bedford Springs Resort. We have the Bedford Elks. You know, the arena is not being used anymore, but that was used for some meetings and things like that. You know, we don't have a convention hall per se. We, as a Chamber of Commerce, use a beautiful corporate hangar at the Bedford County Airport for our biggest trade show of the year.
Right.
So
that works pretty well, doesn't it? It's fun.
It's really nice. Yeah, we think it's a nice venue, and it's really exciting to get, you know, 350, 400 high school kids out there so they know that we have an airport in Bedford County.
Right.
And to expose them to the number of careers and jobs that they can see at that event.
We're going to hear more from Kelly. We're going to talk a little bit about this this whole leadership thing that she has been spearheading, I think, since you've been the CEO, that's it really stands out. Every time I get a piece in the mail, there's always something about women's leadership or entrepreneur leadership or this kind of leadership or that kind of leadership. And, of course, that's really what business is all about. If you can't do that, you're really not in business at all. So when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about that on our special live broadcast here of the Bedford County Speaks. I'm going to remind you that the program today is brought to you by Mark Thomas at Thomas Chevrolet Subaru and everyone over there. Also, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. And, of course, our primary sponsor, Tori Fiore at Destination Delco. When Bedford County Speaks live on 1310 WBFD.
This is Dave Cubison of the Bedford County Department of Emergency Services. Listen for Bedford County Speaks with Lloyd Roach, Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Have you bought your snow shovel yet? How about the gardener to clean up the yard for fall or that leaky window in the back? Wouldn't it be great to be rid of all of this? At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, you'll learn how easy and inexpensively you and your spouse can set up a new home in a beautiful community that offers maintenance-free fun and a first-class chef to prepare your meals. Give them a call at 623-0349 and declare your independence at Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Tori Fiore, Executive Director of Destination Delco. You ask, what's there to do in Delaware County? Well, we got just about everything, from Pennsylvania's most historic city, the Brandywine River Museum of Art, Philadelphia Union Soccer, Chanticleer, Harris Casino, the legendary Main Line. It's called Destination Delco, and there's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. Oh, and by the way, enjoy the Bedford Fall Foliage Festival. It's terrific.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We are at the Fall Foliage Festival, actually the 53rd Fall Foliage Annual Festival. Kelly wasn't here 53 years ago.
No,
but
I was not. But
somebody
they...
was. Yeah. Somebody was.
Some great people were that started this festival,
for sure.
We'll
have to find that guy or gal who was here 53 years ago, because this is a hell of a show, and really, this is great. I want to remind you that we have a brand new sponsor at Bedford County Speaks, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. At Homewood, they have this terrific executive director named Mary Grattan, who I've just learned. I didn't know it was on your board.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary has been very gracious to us here at the program. You should give her a call to learn more about the sensational living experience at Homewood. Her number is 623-0349. And as we like to say, every day is Independence Day at Homewood at Springhouse Estates. It really is an extraordinary place. I told her it was really cool, Life Care Center. She said, nah, they don't call it that. Nah.
It's a retirement community.
Independent living, she
yep.
said. So I came up with this idea about Independence Day. She
okay.
said, yeah, she liked that too.
Okay.
And of course, also Mark Thomas at Thomas Chevrolet and everyone over there, they just 100 years, imagine. Actually, they were founded in 1909, so it's been longer than 100 years. They have a really cool picture in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago showing Mark when he was a young man in front of a Corvair at their original location, which is interesting. I learned that the old liquor store, not the new liquor store, but the old liquor store, was the Thomas Chevrolet location. I don't know what it was before that. Anyway, we have here Kelly Goodman Schaefer. And Kelly has been so gracious to join us here on the radio show today. And we want to thank, of course, all the folks at 1310 WBFT, News Talk 1310, for permitting us to do this outrageous program in the middle of the day here. Because this is a busy day. We also have another live broadcast going on with Deanna at the McDonald's in Breezewood.
Right.
So it's a very live day here at
That's
WBFT.
Great.
Okay, leadership.
Yes.
How long have you been the boss here?
It'll be 8 years in February.
Okay, so it must have been when you arrived, you really got this notion that pushing on this leadership button is an important button, because I think that people need to know if they're going to get anywhere, they got to know where they're going. And you, I can see, have really tried assiduously to build this brand. The chamber obviously has grown dramatically since you've been here. The membership has increased. You do these wonderful shows at that airport thing, which I've been to a few times. And what does leadership mean to the chamber and its members? How can this really help a member?
Well, you know, the tagline that's in our logo is leading businesses, leading communities. And we really believe that to have a strong and successful community, you need a strong and successful business community, because they really are the backbone of a successful society. It is local businesses that support things like Little League teams and churches and charities. And so, you know, our job as a Chamber of Commerce is to support that business community in any way that we can to help us create the best society that we can for everybody. I should say that, you know, the idea of leadership in our chamber started way, way, way before I came here.
Really?
Yes. There's been a Leadership Bedford County program, a Youth Leadership Bedford County program here for many years. Carol Snyder, the previous executive director, started our Leadership Bedford County program with a handful of very committed citizens of our county. And then from there came Youth Leadership Bedford County, which is a 10th grade version of that program. So, you know, those are our programs of our Bedford County Chamber Foundation. As far as leadership, you know, on the chamber side and with, you know, with our mission, we certainly believe that everyone in our community can be a leader in one way or another, and we try to create opportunities both through our foundation and our leadership programs, but also through other events and programs that we do, to give folks the opportunity to learn leadership skills and to in turn find ways that, especially as servant leaders, they can give back to our community and make it the best it can be.
And you're very involved regionally as well. I was at one of your meetings the other day, and they're putting together this little combine of several counties around us, and they get involved in this, and you're involved in the state organization. I understand you've just been made the chairperson of something.
Well, I was asked to serve as Secretary Treasurer of the Pennsylvania Association of Chamber Professionals starting in 2018,
right,
which would then be a vice president position in 2019, and then chair of their board,
so
president of their board in 2020.
This is big. This goes around the state, and you are really promoting this hard. So tell me about some of the specific ones. The last one I noticed that really popped out at me was you have a awards dinner or some sort of function for women leadership.
We have an annual dinner and awards celebration, which is coming up in November,
right,
and that celebrates the excellence of our business community, and that includes businesses that lead in various aspects of
gotcha.
The community, including innovation, agriculture, service to the community, servant leadership, volunteerism,
right,
excellence in business. Our Women's Leadership Conference, our Women in Business Conference, is an event that's held in May. It's for men and women, and I think one of the things that we've tried to do, especially in the last couple of years with a number of our events, is recognize people in our community who are outstanding leaders. So instead of bringing in a speaker from a bigger area to talk about leadership, we identify people in our own community that are leading every day and give them a platform to share what they do and their love of our community and how they want to give back to it. So, for example, at our Women in Business Conference, we had a Trailblazers panel to start the day, and it included Lynn Ash, who had a very successful career in the CIA. It included a local photographer, actually Pat Hensel, who organizes the Antique Car Parade for
right.
the Fall Foliage Festival. She was the first female photographer for NASA.
Really?
So she shared those experiences. We also had Dorothy Krupa, who is one of the first women managers of a state park in Pennsylvania, who is this year's state
right.
park of the year,
yeah.
right? So we had those women who are right here in our community, who have been tremendous leaders throughout their careers, share their stories and experiences with our group of about 150, 160 women who attended. And I've never had an event where during the event people were texting me saying, this is fantastic. And this was local women sharing their stories of leadership and overcoming obstacles and giving back to the community. We did the same thing at our Business Community Showcase. We gave a platform for our executive committee, who helped put together this Russell House project, and let them share, you know, who inspired them in their lives, what are their accomplishments that led them to come together as a group of people, all with these different aspects of leadership and aspects of you know, skills and experiences, and what allowed them to work together to make this project possible.
One of the things that has astounded me since I've been in Bedford, we're in our fourth year here, is that despite the fact this is a little town in the middle of the Alleghenies, here we have people like Dorothy Krupa and Lynn Ash, and people that worked at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
We have flag officers that live here. And we have all these extraordinary people that just sort of crept in here, and some of them have been here forever, and some of them haven't. And out of that, you are able to show the members of your chamber what leadership looks like because of these particular people's extraordinary accomplishments. I also noticed that the chamber takes care of organizations that are not necessarily businesses, nonprofits, churches.
Right. Yes.
So are the principles the same if you're running a nonprofit?
Well, the chamber is a nonprofit. We're a 501c6, and we have a 501c3 education foundation. Here's how we approach it. You know, we represent all businesses. So nonprofits are also businesses. Churches are businesses. Farms are businesses. Right. You know, we have one of the most active, I believe, one of the most active agriculture committees of a chamber of commerce in the state of Pennsylvania. It's our number one industry, and we've given a platform for agriculture in our community to really educate folks where their food comes from, why it's important to shop local, what it means to be in an agriculturally rich heritage like we have here in Bedford County. So when you're looking at nonprofits and you're looking at farms and you're looking at churches, you just have to, what we do as a chamber is try to provide the resources that each of those lanes, you know, need for their businesses. And we do the best that we can for all of them.
And also, it seems to me, having run businesses for almost 50 years, that here you've got a population has a work ethic which is quite different from other places. I can tell you personally, because I've worked in other places, that the work ethic here is quite extraordinary. And I went to a little meeting at the 4-H Club at the Farm Show in Harrisburg last year. And of course, you've got a very active 4-H operation mm-hmm. here. And these young people are learning the same thing you're teaching your
leadership
members.
Yep.
And 4-H has always been big in leadership anyway.
FFA as well.
Right, and FFA. But the whole notion that they're indoctrinated with this and then they come here as adults or stay here as adults and work is a tremendous benefit.
Yep.
But one of the downsides of this, if you create such good young people that they leave. So
some do.
Is there anything that the chamber does to try to keep some of these young people around who are so valuable to us in the first place?
Yes. Our Bedford County Chamber Foundation, we have a series of events throughout the year that are geared toward various ages of students throughout our county. At all of the events that we do, all of the programs that we provide, we try to incorporate a hometown pride element to it. So, for example, Youth Leadership Bedford County, that's a 10-month course. This year we have 26 students. It's our largest class we've ever had. They come from every school district in the county. And every month they meet at a different place in the county and they're learning about the jobs that we have here, the natural resources. They learn about educational offerings. They learn about recreation and tourism. And our goal at the end of the year, and I think most of the students that graduated from this program will tell you, they know so much more about their county when they finish that program than when they started. And they develop this community pride, this county pride. Some of them I know. I had a student from Hindman a few years ago who, at his interview and as a ninth grader, told me he was going to work for the railroad because you know, that's what he said, where he would be in 5 years. And I said, is that because you like trains? And he said, no, that's because that's what my dad did and what my grandfather did. And that's all he knew. By the time he was finished with Youth Leadership Bedford County, he was considering a career in the healthcare. He got to come to the radio station, actually, thanks to Jay Cessna, and they got to do a commercial for their project. He was really interested in that. He actually ended up going into the military. He saw a lot of the world. Now he's back here. He's working with the Off Pitt Street Productions. You know, he's giving back to the community, but he would have, you know, had he not gone through Youth Leadership Bedford County, I really believe that after high school, he would have gone and worked for the railroad and not known all of the other things that he could do. Now, not that there's anything wrong with working with the railroad, but it's great for kids to have the opportunity to see all of the different opportunities that they have here. And now, one of the things we're really working on with this building, because it's going to be, we hope, a hub for entrepreneurship. You know, there'll be sole proprietors that can have a workstation here and an in-house business coach that can help them get their businesses started. We want a message to our students today to be, if the job that you want isn't here, make it yourself. Start a business. You know, be one of those community leaders who is an entrepreneur and hires other people and makes your dreams come true here in Bedford County.
That's a wonderful success story, because sometimes we hear the other. They go away to college in town XYZ and stay at XYZ and never come back. So you've got a method by which you can get,
we
on,
certainly
get
try.
To them early.
Yeah, we try.
To try. Well, it's also capillary. If this young man or young woman, whoever it was, decided to do that, they had friends. I tell their friends, yeah, it's not as bad as you think. You could start a business here. Mm-hmm. You know, they need something here or whatever.
Right.
A consultant to a train company. Who knows?
Right.
You know? I mean, why not? They have all kinds of business here in Bedford County they can do. Well, we're going to talk to more to Kelly for briefly. I just want to tell you a little bit about our presenting sponsor here, the Destination Delco. You know, we've been talking about this on the station for some months, and why are we promoting Delaware County? That's 100-some miles from here. Well, you know, the local tourist bureau here does the same thing. They will broadcast or do commercials or whatever in places that are 100 miles from Bedford in order to get people to come to their place. So that's the whole idea here. And in Delaware County, you know, they have Pennsylvania's most historic city. I don't know if you know this or not, but Chester, Pennsylvania, was where William Penn landed. He didn't land in Philadelphia. He landed actually in Delaware County in Chester. So they've got all kinds of historic things there. They have buildings dating back to the 1600s, which is remarkable. They have Jimmy John's piping hot hot dogs. They talk about that because it was the first roadside stand ever built in Pennsylvania on a highway. The Brandywine River Museum, the Philadelphia Union Soccer, the best steaks on planet Earth, according to the Brandywine Prime. We may have some issue with that here in Bedford County, but we'll go with it. Harris Casino, the legendary main line, and all the way to August Hot Dog Stand, where the Frankfurter is a work of art. Delaware County is classy, but also brassy. So come to the Philadelphia area and visit this place. It is nothing like it. It's called Destination Delco, and to learn more, all you need to do is go to DestinationDelco.com. And oh, by the way, enjoy the Bedford County Fall Foliage. It's on today, tomorrow, next Saturday, and next Sunday, the 14th and 15th. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Kelly a little bit about some of the not-so-well-known places in Bedford County. We've talked about Everett, and we've talked about Bedford, but they actually have other places in the county, which we're going to talk about as the Bedford County Speaks continues, live right here on 1310. WBFD.
This is Diane Kelly of Firesong Studio, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. So often, when you want to buy a car or truck, you're told to make sure you get a good deal. So what is a good deal? Is it just the price of the vehicle, or is it something else? At Thomas Chevrolet, we think that a good deal means everything that's important to us. Things like our multi-generational reputation for honesty and integrity, or the free inspection service you get on your purchase after you roll out of here, or the fact that your car or truck has been checked thoroughly by our factory-trained service department to make sure it's safe, or that we're a family-owned dealership that feels a responsibility to our customers. That's what a good deal means to us. How about you? The next time you need a car or truck, visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru first. We'll show you what a good deal really is.
Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Tori Fiore, Executive Director of Destination Delco. You ask, what's there to do in Delaware County? Well, we got just about everything, from Pennsylvania's most historic city, the Brandywine River Museum of Art, Philadelphia Union Soccer, Chanticleer, Harris Casino, the legendary Main Line. It's called Destination Delco, and there's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. Oh, and by the way, enjoy the Bedford Fall Foliage Festival. It's terrific.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
Well, not only has this been the first live Bedford County Speaks, but it's also been the longest Bedford County Speaks. Normally the show runs 30 minutes. Today we're running for an hour here on the beautiful, what we decide, side
veranda.
Porch?
Veranda.
Of course, the veranda of the 1816
Russell House.
I just couldn't remember which year it was. I know the St. Thomas Parish was founded in 1816. So the house was built the same year. It must have been a big year here in Bedford. We'll remind you today that the program always is brought in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce and proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And if you want, you can come to the Fall Festival and meet the boss. She's right here. I have her trapped here at this radio show.
We actually have a pop-up shop in our store, in our pop-up store.
Oh, I meant to ask you, what are you doing inside?
So we have a lot of small and home-based businesses that don't qualify for the Fall Foliage Festival or that would like to try it out and then grow into the festival in the future. So we have 11 vendors this weekend. I think we have probably 12 or 13 next weekend where you can come and meet some small business people. And it's just a little pop-up shop to help support small and home-based businesses.
So that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can buy really cool things in there, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that your living room where they are?
In two of our conference rooms, okay. Our membership director's office. They're in our break room.
Good.
So they're all over. You get a little look at the Russell House and meet some nice business people at the same time.
I mean, what a cool thing. And the fair today, I can't even describe it to you. We're going to do, I think, we're going to do one of the biggest days we've ever done here. I mean, usually we don't have rain, we have heat. It's absolutely
perfect. It is a gorgeous day. It's packed. Bedford is the place to be today.
Do you know why I know it's going to be a big day? I live next to the Coverlet Museum, and I was walking out of there with some of the equipment here for today's broadcast, and I went by one of the guys from the Lions, and I said, "How you doing?" He said, two words, sold out. And that was at 9:30 this morning.
Yeah.
So I thought, boy, if they're sold out at 9:30, this is good. And cars are going around in circles in parking spots. I said, well, next year, raise your rates. And he said, no, we're not talking about that.
This festival, I just want to add real quickly, festival is such an important fundraiser for so many nonprofits, the fire departments and the Rotary clubs. And, you know, that's one of the things I think people forget that, you know, it's a huge economic driver for downtown businesses and for the vendors. But, you know, just about every nonprofit that there is in Bedford County is going to make some money this weekend for their very good causes.
So go buy the hot dogs.
Yep.
Get some beer at St. Thomas.
Try every bit of food.
Because I know the fire company's got a tremendous
firehouse fries.
Hot fries.
Yeah.
Hot fire fries.
They're
right?
Legendary.
And we have the other stuff the other end. Now you can buy little wooden things.
You can buy all kinds of
things.
Stuff.
Things look like a doll.
Get all your Christmas shopping done.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should mention that. Last time I was here, last year, the women were walking around these big bags. I said, what are you buying?
Shopping for Christmas, yeah.
This is the greatest Christmas shopping place.
Sure is.
Because, you know, you'll find one-of-a-kind things here.
Absolutely.
So, okay, the Fall Festival. Today, tomorrow, next week, next Saturday and Sunday. And next year will be our 54th.
Yeah.
Well, we just have a few minutes left, but I wanted to kind of swing into this other notion that there are other places in Bedford County. We have Shellsburg.
Oh, yeah,
you mentioned Hyman. Awesome. We have Saxton, of course, Everett, Breezewood.
The Cove.
Does the Chamber kind of go that far?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What do you do there?
We're a countywide organization. You know, we tend to have a lot of events and things in Bedford because that tends to be where a lot of the event places are.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we really love moving to the Russell House is it gives us more opportunity to be part of the county courthouse footprint. You know what I mean? So we're not a downtown shop. We are a countywide organization. So, you know, we try to get to all of the different places in the county often. We move meetings around the county. So tomorrow, or just this coming Tuesday, we'll be in Woodbury for a special events committee meeting.
You will?
Yep.
Ah, cool.
We go to Breezewood for meetings. We try to move, you know, we have committee meetings that meet monthly at different establishments, and we try to move them all around the county. It's really important for people to understand that we are not the Bedford Chamber. We're the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce because, you know, there's 48,000 people in this county, and the businesses in all of those communities support them. So, you know, for example, in November, we're going to honor our excellence in business honorees, and we have businesses that will be honored from Saxton, Everett, Breezewood, The Cove, you know, not just Bedford businesses and organizations, but all throughout the county, for sure.
Well, it's exciting, and I'd asked you earlier about convention space, and then I forgot there's that convention center in Breezewood.
Yep, Forbes Road Conference Center.
And that's a great little place.
We've used the
fire hall, which is outstanding up there.
Yeah, but that conference center is really, you know, it's becoming a great meeting place. So companies that have places in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, that's a very easy meeting place for them on the turnpike. They host weddings there. So, yeah, we have a lot of, we're very fortunate. I mean, you know, you always think it would be great to have a one of those convention halls where you can have 1,000 people. But what we have, I think, is so good. I mean, the conferences and conventions that are held at the Bedford Springs are outstanding. Forbes sure. Road now has what, you know, another option. So,
well, it'd be nice to have the big convention center, but I know how tough it is to keep those places busy. I mean, especially a big one. So I think we're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly, before we leave, let's do a little plug about the upcoming events that the Chamber's got going. You mentioned the one you're doing, I believe, in November.
Yep, there we have our annual dinner and awards celebration. That's November 16th at the Bedford Springs Resort. We're always so proud to be able to have it at our beautiful Bedford Springs. It will sell out at 330 people. It's our biggest, you know, sit-down dinner of the year. On November 4th, we have our first annual Old Bedford Beer Festival, which will be at Old Bedford Village.
Oh, wait a minute. I know about this. The Old Bedford Beer Festival.
Yes.
I like at least three of the words already.
So beer vendors coming in from throughout Pennsylvania, they'll set up in the little cabins and cottages at Old Bedford Village, and folks will be able to come in and taste the different beers, but also see the Living History Museum. So
yeah.
the potter and the candle maker and the tinsmith and the blacksmith and the cookie bakers, those famous snickerdoodles that they make at Old Bedford Village. So it's going to be a really cool event. We hope a lot of folks come in from out of town and get to sample, you know, our Bedford County hospitality.
And one other thing I wanted to mention, since we're here in the, it's called the Veterans Grove, isn't it, right?
Yes, Veterans.
It's going to have a new Vietnam War memorial?
Yes.
And when is that going to happen?
Well, we're unveiling the maquette this month, and we're raising funds for it. It's about $150,000-$160,000 project. You know, Dennis is so committed to making this a county memorial for all of the different, you know, all the different wars. And it's going to be a Wayne Hyde statue similar to the World War II monument in bronze. And it will be Bob Hartsock, who was a canine officer who was killed in just an incredible act of courage in Vietnam. And we're going to be so proud to be able to dedicate that to all of the men and women in our county who served in Vietnam. So we hope that will be done in the next couple of years.
Well, when he first told me that Everett had not one, but two
Medal of Honor
recipients.
Isn't that phenomenal?
And to have a Medal of Honor recipient in your town is big enough, but to have two Medal of Honor recipients.
From Everett. Yep, it's amazing.
Everett, is quite extraordinary. So that will be a wonderful testament to him and to everyone involved. And thank you for also being on that and getting that done.
I'm honored.
Well, you've been a treat as always, and I want to
thank you so much
for joining us. We've had a lot of fun talking to you. And again, thank you for your hospitality and your porch.
Anytime.
And your little corn stalks here we have here. I almost killed myself with the flower pot, but it worked out all right. And thank you. It's just
thank you for having me.
Have you.
Thanks for being here.
And I want to remind you today that the live broadcast was brought to you by the Destination Delco. From Philadelphia to the Brandywine, you can visit Pennsylvania's oldest city to Delaware County's hottest nightclub scene. Delaware County is classy with the prestigious main line, the Brandywine River Museum, and Chad's Ford, but it's also brassy with the Philadelphia Union soccer team to its nifty 50s in Folsom. There's nothing else like it. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. That's DestinationDelco.com. And also by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, serving Bedford County for over 100 years. And also Homewood at Springhouse. Homewood at Springhouse Estate, where every day is Independence Day. We have had a wonderful time here. We are at the porch at the intersection of Juliana and Penn Street. This fair will be here all day today, all day tomorrow. We unfortunately will not be, but it will be, and you can come and see it. I can't think of a better place on planet Earth to bring your family, so I just hope that you do that and enjoy yourself. I want to thank Jess Esna, 1310 WBFD. They've just been terrific. And remind you that Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, and next time is next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here
as we broadcast live.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information.